registered voters in Nevada will be heading to the polls on Tuesday, and on the ballot this year, they may see a question seeking to change the way many actually get registered to vote in the first place. KUNR's Paul Boger breaks it down for us.
At the moment, those who apply for a Nevada ID card or driver's license at the Department of Motor Vehicles are asked if they'd like to register to vote. But if question 5 is approved, the DMV would automatically register those who are eligible to vote unless they choose to opt out of the system. Todd Story is the executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Nevada. He says the ACLU is urging voters to say yes to the measure.
To make sure that, one, we can have more people get registered easier, make that process as simple as possible, and make it more efficient and secure.
While there's no organized effort to defeat the question, officials with the Nevada Secretary of State's office say they've heard criticism that it may take away a person's choice to be on the rolls or not. There are also concerns after the implementation of a similar motor voter law in California accidentally registered residents who weren't eligible to vote. Wayne Thorley, the Deputy Secretary of State for Elections, says the office would design it in a way that would prevent that from happening.
Nobody wants ineligible people to be on the voter rolls, but we also want to make sure that those that are eligible to vote can get on the rolls.
The Secretary of State's office is taking a neutral position on the measure because if passed, the office would be directly involved with implementing the question. Thorley says proponents of the measure argue that a full electronic system will improve timeliness and accuracy of voter rolls.
When people write on a paper voter registration form, it's not always legible. When there is a human entering data into a system off of a paper voter registration form, there can be data entry errors.
Thorley says proponents of the measure argue that a full electronic system would improve timeliness and accuracy of voter rolls. As for the people that are already registered to vote, Election Day is on Tuesday, and the final day of early voting is today. Paul Boger, KUNR News.